Like to call the meeting to order for the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District. Special meeting, October 20th, 2021. Starting a few minutes late because we couldn't find the gavel. Call to order. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Oh, are we going to do invocation and pledge allegiance or not?
Yeah, later, meeting.
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Your turn.
Realizing that we all have different needs, different experiences, different thoughts, different ideas, I thought it would be best tonight just to have a silent invocation. So join me in praying your needs. Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, Madam Secretary, roll call.
Thank you. Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Carol Summers, absent. Cheryl Moore, here. Keith Richer.
Here.
Paul Goblick.
Here.
Richard Brooks.
Here.
Karen Allen. Terry Steimer.
Here.
And Cherie is not here tonight.
Just a couple of announcements. One, tomorrow night we have the meet and greet at 6. I have to set your schedule up a half hour. And if you have questions that you haven't forwarded yet, you can still do that. Becky said if you have them written out and bring them tomorrow night, you can give them to her. She'll be one of the moderators. I guess they're going to be sitting up front here. So you can bring them in yet tomorrow night, okay? As you noticed, if you looked at the agenda for Monday, we do have another candidate for the vacant board position, and that request to serve on the board will be dealt with on Monday night. I forgot my favorite announcement. Please silence all ammunition or.
Ammunition.
Okay. Pardon? There is a new candidate that is listed on the agenda for Monday night's meeting for the vacant board spot that's still there. Gary Vincent. Okay, now for the primary sole purpose of the meeting, we're dealing with the deed restrictions. This has been a process that has been going for some time. In a previous term of president, I had appointed Gaston Pelletier as the person that, if anybody had issues with things in the deed restriction, they should forward them to Gaston. He would hold them until there were sufficient number to act on them. And so that started at that point. Then in earnest, This year, we started in March with our first meeting at the board level here that asked for issues as you saw them in the deed restrictions. And we compiled quite an extensive list. And we had a follow-up meeting, and we said, anything that was covered in the March meeting, we will not repeat tonight. We'll just add any other ideas. And subsequently, Bruce, Becky, Mary Quirk, and Joanne Gagan were working on this. And Cheryl Moore was at it for a while till she took a summer hiatus. And then when she came back, she was surprised to see that it was all in this state of readiness. So I would ask Bruce to address the issues tonight, and then we'll have several votes that we will be taking. Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. As Jack said, we've been working on this since either February or March of this year. We have done all of the things in the park, the rules and regulations, policies, ACC rules and regulations, bylaws, and so on, and we worked on the deed restrictions off and on. On September 13, the board passed what we had presented at the meeting as the board restrictions, I mean the deed restrictions. We sent them to the park attorney for his comments. His comments came back and were reviewed. He made only a couple of minor changes and a couple of words to read better, like dropping shall and put must or vice versa. Basically, he has five suggestions, which I want to go over in detail with you. And those are really the only things the board has to vote on because the board already passed this. So Diane and I are going to work, and she's going to present it up on the screen, and we're going to kind of go through it. So bear with us. In the beginning, oh, it's cutting the things off. Page 3, Diane. Okay, basically the definitions, as you saw at the last meeting, or whenever we did pass this, we deleted all the definitions for the simple reason they're all answered in the individual items. Plus, we wanted to get rid of all the ornery good standing stuff. The first section is ACC, which there's only a couple of words that were changed, and they were already voted on by the board. So if you scroll up, you'll see the red writing, regulations and policies. And this is the big one. A completed ACC application must be submitted for AC approval. That was something that our committee absolutely insisted on being there. And the board had already voted on that. Page 4, there's no changes at all. Oh, I take it back. Okay. There's a section with lines drawn through it, which we already voted on. Because some of this stuff has been covered under ACC rules and under policies and rules and regulations. By taking it out of here, we can change it with a simple majority vote of the board. If it's in here, it has to go to the people. And that's been the biggest problem, that we can't do things. And we added a word down here for no private wells. They crossed out and wrote no. And on the next page, we just drew a line through all of this stuff like done in 2014. You don't need it in there. Yep. Okay, I'm on the top of page 5. And cable TV and services.
Bruce, can I just?
Yeah.
I made notes, of course. Section 7 under fencing, second line, that's still a typing error there that's got to be changed.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. ACC with respect to location offenses. It's supposed to be of space fences. And I think it should say an approval thereof, period. And then a capital C on consideration will be given to the lawn maintenance, blah, blah, blah. That's a, because if you don't, it's a sentence that is run on and doesn't make sense.
What happens?
What do you think?
The thing that corrects your words on the computer didn't pick it up.
Okay, spell check.
There you go.
Actually, that was the original wording from the way back.
I know, because I remember saying it needs to be fixed back in March.
Okay.
So, I know.
This is offenses?
Offenses.
Okay, I'm circling it.
And what do you think about the wording, the grammatical period?
How come we paid the big money for the attorney and he didn't correct it?
Yeah, keep going. Bruce.
Bruce. Huh? So we're going to put a period there. Good catch. Okay, next one is cable antennas, that and that, whatever. We basically eliminated all of that. That's covered under the other rules and regulations. And next page. You went too far. Yeah, page 6.
That is 6.
Read it.
Okay, don't go so fast. Go down a little bit. No, go down a little bit. Okay. This whole section here was added in 2015.
It's Article 2, Section 2.
Section 2.
Article 2.
Page 6.
And basically, all of that is covered already. It was just a duplication. Why it was ever put in there, I have no idea. And if you go down to the next sentence, is where we added about the renders and so on. Okay, it's in red up here.
I have something.
The purchase of a holiday unit must be owner-occupied for a minimum of 3 years prior to request in district for rental purposes. The reason for this is everybody wanted the right to buy a second house. So if you buy another house to move, what we're saying is you can't rent your old house. And that's what everybody wanted. They also wanted a limitation on the amount of rentals in the park. We've already voted on the 20%. The board has already voted on that.
So what this means, Bruce, Sherry Moore here. So what this means is you're saying you live in a house now, you're going to buy another house in the park, you have to sell that first house, you cannot use it as a rental anymore.
Correct.
So all of our landlords will no longer be residents inside the park. Any landlord that has a rental now, I come in, I'm going to be in my house 3 years next year. I decide I want to rent it. There's space in the percentage to let me rent it, whatever. I'm going to rent it. I can't buy a second house. I have to leave the park. So no landlords, like Keith is a landlord who lives in the park. Can't happen anymore.
Okay.
I know that, but I'm saying if I wanted to do it, I am not allowed to live in the park.
Wait a minute. No, wrong. You're living here now like I lived on the other side of the park. I bought a second house over there. I did not rent my old house. I sold it.
Right.
That's what the restriction is about.
Okay.
In other words, you can move within the park. You just can't rent that house you moved out of. That's the purpose.
But the number of residential lots owned by any one owner is now limited to one.
That was always the way it was.
Well,
that was the way it was in the deed restrictions approved 2015. No, 17.
No, because the one I had said four.
No, that's way back.
Well, that's what was in my book, as you remember, Bruce. So.
This was passed, I think, in 2017 to go to the one.
Okay.
Well, 2017? Yeah.
Right.
2017. That was
that's fine. I'm just saying out loud. Okay. That's what it means. You can't be a landlord inside the park.
Right.
Yeah. You can be a landlord inside the park from if you're already there, grandfathered in.
But I'm saying I could not because I'm not now. So any new person. Okay. Just saying it out loud.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question on that, Bruce? You were talking if a person inherited a house.
Yep.
Not old enough to live there. We talked about being 3 years of residency from the people that lived there before that have passed. Now new owners have it. You were saying that could be a rental last time.
Wait a minute. That's on the next section.
Is that letter? Okay. I'm sorry.
The next section here about the owner must make an application to purchase. We can't ask you to fill out an application before you buy a house. So that whole sentence is gone. The bottom of six.
Bottom of six.
The bottom of six.
Oh my gosh.
It's right up there. Oh.
You didn't get the new one.
Okay, now to answer Keith's questions, that comes up in the next paragraph. This section here talks about the term owner, describing a person, or a business organization, or a related entity of that person, an individual person, a business organization. So if you're residing in the lot, it also goes to the including the life estate and remainder of interest, joint names, and any other, which covers joint tenants, rights of survivorship, so on and so on and so on. If you die, your children are going to inherit the house. The house is already grandfathered in by the deed restrictions. They have a right to live in the house if they're old enough. Right, if they're old enough.
If they meet the requirements.
Yeah, if they meet the requirements. Or they are able to rent it because it's an existing house that's owned in the park. Right, if there's an availability. Yeah.
As long as the capacity for the number of rentals is not maximized, then they would be able to rent it. If it's over what we had limited the number of rentals to, then they could not rent it. But as long as it's not, they would be able to rent it.
So we're saying that if you remember that young girl who was living with her mother or grandmother and she passed away and the young girl was still allowed to stay in the home, that's still good, right?
Yeah. Okay. Just like when Tina's mother
Tina,
passed
that's
away.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah,
Tina
yeah.
stayed here.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think the next paragraph is only just a correction of a word. We crossed out lot and put home. The board has already approved this. Again, we eliminated stuff that is already covered.
Bruce, just a sec.
Yep.
I have one question. It's a little quick. we're talking about somebody renting or owning a unit that is has a younger partner, younger whatever. What happens if the older one decides to move out of the park and when the other one wanted to stay? Is that something that...
You mean a joint ownership?
It would have to be.
It'd have to be a joint ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if one of them decided to move out... Okay, we can handle that later. I'm just saying that's a...
It could happen. What if...
Yeah, what if you get divorced?
Well, I'm old enough to live here. I'm old enough. I know I look young, Bruce, but I'm old enough.
I'm complimenting you.
No, I just like to is that something? Because you're saying they pass away, the person stays. If they just move out, and the person stays.
So if a couple comes in, one's 55 and one's 50, they have to make special application to begin with, correct? In order for that younger person to be in the park?
They're already covered by living here.
No.
Just like Tina was covered when her mother passed away.
Well, no, I'm saying if they move in, they're already an old enough and not old enough. So they split up. And the older one wants to leave. The younger one wants to stay. How do we is that covered in here somehow? Or isn't there a special application for situations?
Any one of the things
to go to the board
in the policies of deed restrictions
for an appeal
can become to the board.
That's what I was trying to get out.
It's written in here that they can.
At some point, I don't know back where, but it's written.
That's what I think Keith is looking for.
And that's just not residents. That's any exception.
Believe me, we're never going to cover everything 100%.
Right. But it's nice to have the questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Bruce, for your question. Go on.
In that situation where you have two people in the household in here, only one name is on the deed, and that's the old person. And if that old person moves up the authority, what I heard is happening in the park, the other person whose name is not on it, who's not old enough to live here, has to leave the park.
Well,
Right.
If they're separated and only one person's name on the deed, they're going to say, I'm moving out, sell the house, and you're out of here.
Right. Yeah. But we're saying if both names are on the deed.
If both names are on the deed,
I think your answer before, Bruce, is too detailed. Let's bring it in front of the board when it comes
up. That's right.
I know what you mean.
Hey, I can see two people getting in an argument and one move out. You can get back together. Moving on. Okay, we added home there, and we eliminated what the heck, a person shall deem residing. Okay, we eliminated all that other wording. And going down the next paragraph, we only added home there a couple of times. And down here, we changed to resident owner. Must be made by the resident owner. Those were all voted on already. Okay, here we are. This is the first change the attorney did under caregivers. He added the last sentence. Huh? Okay.
Do you want me to read it out loud, Bruce?
Yeah, read it out loud. Go ahead.
A bona fide caregiver is described as an individual at least 18 years of age who is essential to the care and well-being and who is physically capable of assisting the resident with activities of daily living and providing necessary medical care to another individual, family member, homeowner, or renter who is otherwise unable to reasonably function without the caregiver's services, or an individual who holds, at minimum, a current valid CNA license.
That was approved already. Now the sentence is what the attorney has added now.
The resident must verify the need for the live-in aid. Verification that the live-in aid is needed to provide the necessary supportive services essential to the care and well-being of the person must be obtained from the person's physician, psychiatrist, or other medical practitioner or health care provider.
That's the first sentence that the board is going to add to the already voted in. Any questions?
Kind of agreed to by the board, or not the board, but by your committee?
We agreed to it, yeah.
Okay.
These are the corrections we put in from the attorney.
Okay.
But the board has to vote on that one. Yep.
I thought once the Karen Foote 214 Holiday Park, I thought we said a Florida license, CNA license. So a New Yorker with a New York CNA license can come and take care of a person.
That was the original wording from the beginning.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so,
a long sentence.
So
I'm having
like
a hard time understanding
that. Like a son who has a CNA
that.
From another state, I'm just using New York,
that
can come and take care of someone. Okay, that's what we want.
So does that sentence say they must have a CNA certification?
It does.
Oh, or an individual who holds that minimum. Okay.
The word or is in there.
Well, what? Okay. Oh, family member, homeowner, or renter.
In other words, this covers a family member being able to serve as a caregiver. So you fall down and break your hip or whatever, and you're incapacitated for the rest of your life. You know, somebody can take care of you, a member of the family, as long as it's 18 years or older.
Okay.
Please come to the mic.
Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. In this situation, now, I agree with Cheryl. Most CNAs have to be licensed in the state in which they are offering care. So somebody from New York, New Jersey, or, you know, Boston can't do duties here. They have to be certified here. And if they have to, there is a simple, like an LPN course that can be taken to qualify them. But they have to be in the state of Florida like everybody else, like nursing and everything. You have to be licensed in that state.
Certainly something.
To answer part of that question,
no, it's 6 months.
6 months.
That's in the next paragraph, Bruce.
Okay,
so, no.
We already got it.
Yeah, you did. So are we going to add Florida CNA license?
No.
Or do you think that's not necessary?
I don't think it's necessary. Redundant.
Mm-hmm. Another area not covered.
The attorney said, he didn't, the attorney read that, and he only added that last sentence. So he's acceptable.
The attorney misses stuff.
And the state did it, you don't have the license.
Right, it's
so
not.
It doesn't matter. So you have to be on. The state did it to work here.
Okay, the attorney has approved this entire thing, except five things he added, and that last sentence is the one that he added on that section there.
Well, I guess current valid CNA license would cover. Then the office would say it's not valid unless it's a Florida. There you go. Done. Go to the next one. Got it.
You see that we added, and this was already approved by the board, must be submitted every 6 months.
Ridiculous.
And dropping down to guests. We just added registered guests, whatever. That wording is already approved by the board.
That's nine.
That's the top of nine there. Yeah.
No, that is
no.
Nine.
Okay, here we are.
don't know why we just don't say home.
Section 8.
We crossed out modular and added manufacturing. Under details, he had one correction under details, which, if it makes him happy, we did it. He added and other conveyances which are required to have a decal. We already covered that in the year about mopeds and motorcycles and all that, but he wanted the same there, so we put it in. And the next one, right there. A resident has an opportunity to submit a claim to the Board of Trustees to review and resolve any problem that's whatever. And next page.
So, can I just ask a question?
Yep.
So, does this mean if my house was only in my name, my husband wants a decal for his vehicle, he has to pay $20 because he's a non-owner, even though he's my husband?
It used to be that way. We changed it. If you read this, we changed it. Proof of marriage may be requested to disregard as a non-owner.
Oh, no longer required. Gotcha. I read that too. Thank you. I forgot.
And the other thing here is just a word that we changed may or must. And as compound spaces provide, these are just one word changes that have already moved. Okay, the next thing is the hearing notice.
Page 11.
Bruce, make sure you speak into the microphone.
Page 11.
Better.
Page 11.
Bruce, speak into the microphone better, please.
Page 11. Hello?
Oh.
Section 13.
Oh.
Part C.
I think somebody hit it when I moved. Whatever.
Okay.
I apologize. The thing that he added was the... and emotional support animals was the only words he added. Other words we already had in there.
I have questions on that. Based on the American Disability Act, there is no such thing as a emotional support dog. I'm very familiar with this.
You're wrong, Rick.
No.
The only emotional support animal is a dog.
Please let me finish. There are, a service dog can be an emotional dog, but mama bringing or daddy bringing the dog in and saying this is my emotional pet is not acceptable. We've already had one incident at the pool within the last year. Now, I'm quite familiar with this because I've gone to several seminars with the Southeastern guide dog that I used to be active in.
Okay.
You can have a service animal can be a dog, a pig, a horse, or a monkey. And the way that's written, they can bring a snake or any other animal that is acceptable within the state of Florida.
This is what it should say
in the end. I have no problem with what he's saying up to it, but you need to add, as defined by the federal ADA and the Florida regulations. That would cover it. That would prevent a lot of...
You remember way back, they had all these things going on the airplanes, like snakes and kangaroos and everything. And finally, they said, you can't do that anymore. All I know is the attorney approved what we did. He added an emotional support animals.
But that doesn't mean it's right.
Well, listen, we pay thousands of dollars to this man for his advice to keep us out of trouble. That's all I know. Which part? Okay.
What? No,
I didn't hear you.
No, it's not.
First sentence at the top of the next page.
What page are you on, dear?
Page 12.
It talks about signs.
It's talking about signs.
It's talking about signs.
It's talking about signs. That's not good. She's on the wrong page. She's on the wrong page.
That's a nuisance.
Section 14
If you don't do something about it, then you're opening a can of worms. Anybody can come in with an animal and say, this is my emotional support dog, and you have to, based on what you've got written there, you have to let them come in. All you need is, I'll add to that sentence, as defined by the ADA and Florida regulations. That doesn't cover it.
It doesn't cover it?
No. It's...
What do you want to add?
I just foresee...
Just a minute.
Go ahead.
Rich, go ahead. Rick. Finish your thoughts.
Well, I want to, emphasize, it's not that I'm pulling this out of my hat. I went to seminars on this with a company that had that. All I'm saying is if you put this little sentence in, which it would read as emotional support animals as defined by ADA and federal regulations or Florida ADA regulations, because there is some difference in it. Both. You got to cover them both. Because the federal regulations allow various states, like, I'll give you an example. California, a support animal is a fish. I mean, how much, I've never hugged a fish before. Well, I take that back. I caught a 40-pound salmon once. Not only did I hug it, I kissed it. But that's my point, is that little sentence will cover up a lot. Thank you.
So.
Okay, Net Vegas 409 Holiday. I understand what you're saying. Someone can come in here and say they have an emotional support miniature pony.
Yep.
And there's nothing we can do about it. Be discrimination. Having a certified registered service and emotional support animal. There's a big difference, though. Registered certified support animal is trained to help a person who has medical or physical or emotional problems. And they are always supposed to wear their vest. Yes, they always wear the vest whenever they're in public. That's for a certified support dog. Not emotional support. A service dog. Support dogs don't have any vests or designations. The service dogs, such as those that are given to military people with PTSD, and they have the vest, they're trained, and they're specific to that one person. Emotional support is very broad, and I understand what you're saying, because if you put the word animals, anyone could come in here with any type of animal and claim it's an emotional support animal, and we would not have any basis to discriminate or tell them they can't bring it in here. I do agree with you. Brevard County Animal Services is very limited. They don't oversee the federal government. The federal government determines what you can have as far as a service dog. Emotional support has just become a very popular thing for people to sneak pets in where they can't. So adding something, drop it, put in there, specify dog, cat, or rabbit, something like that.
If you add the sentence that I'm suggesting, it's covered. Because then you've got something to go back. Because in fact, I know it's in this packet somewhere, a service dog does not have to wear a vest, which I knew from, again, the...
My son has a service dog.
And he has a vest.
He has a vest.
As recognition, so people don't come up and say, nice dog. That's really what it boils
correct.
Down
it's
to.
Correct. It's because the dog is specifically trained to respond to him for his issue and to let people out on the outside. But that doesn't apply to emotional support dog. It's just a little pet that keeps you happy.
That's right. The
committee, are you ready to...
I just the ADA.gov.
Can we just add?
Maybe the board should make a decision on this by themselves. We have already done our work. We have submitted it to the attorney. He has made suggestions back to us. He added the words "and emotional support animals." That's exactly what the attorney did. You people can change anything you want.
I would make a motion. We add that phrase to the bylaws.
Deed restrictions.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, moved and seconded, Keith and Paul. Any further discussion?
I would just like to say the ADA.gov website right now says service animals are defined as dogs. There is no other recognition except in some places they may recognize miniature horses.
I'll give you the website. You can look it up because I just looked it up.
I'm on ADA.gov right now. Jack. No, it's a service dog. I was just saying for... But...
Well.
Okay. Jack?
But he's,
well, yeah, you got to have a thing from the doctor or whatever, I think.
But he's combining certified registered service and emotional support animals in one sentence here.
Okay.
Okay.
You wanted to speak
somebody
before.
Make a sentence if you want it added, because I'll have to give it to Lori tomorrow.
Okay. Kay, go ahead, please.
Bruce, just a second. We have had a problem with that this year, with the pool, with the dog, and Sri took care of that. It was with the restrictions. You can have your dog, but you cannot let it out of your hands. So if you have to have that dog in the pool with you, you must hold that dog the whole time that you're sitting in that chair or get up and walk, whatever it was. Other than that, she had to take the dog out of the pool.
But but don't we also have problems of emotional pets that are too big to be in the park?
Unfortunately,
you can't restrict that.
No, unfortunately, for every rule you make, there's going to be a way around it.
Well,
this is what it amounts to.
Well, I have no problem with emotional, as long as somebody has got a license that it came from somebody. And that's the thing I'm looking at is, hey, I can't just say it. I got to have somebody say that.
I professionally raised dogs for years. I raised St. Bernards. So I need an emotional animal. I'm going to go get a St. Bernard. That's against our rules because of the weight.
But also, the thing is, if you need that and you can get a doctor or somebody that says that passes the rule.
Right. That's right.
I mean, it's an extra step you got to go through.
Where do we go from here? Because that's what the attorney
got a motion in a second.
So.
I think
moved and seconded that. We add the phrase, the ADA regulations, federal and Florida. Yes. Good job, Mary.
Okay.
I'm good with it. That's all I'm...
All right.
Okay, let the secretary get it down word for word.
No, I think it's all...
Everything.
I know we covered that in the past.
Yes. But it says like,
so you're saying
up on any lot, it's saying at the top sentence.
Pardon me?
No nuisance is allowed upon any lot. And I thought that's what we were talking about here, was nuisances on the lot, not just the pool.
No, we're not.
We're not in nuisance yet. We're only in pets. So are we talking that line for ADA should be added in the other section where we talk service animals instead of in the pool area or in this
Well, it's going to go into C, right? It's going to go under C.
Yes.
Say that again.
Oh,
it's going to go into item C.
It's a pool.
Oh, okay. It's for the pool. Sorry.
I'm just...
So we don't want to run the issue of somebody bringing in a snake with a little vest on it, right? Because if I'm there, that thing is going right in the trash can or someplace like that. I hope everybody's happy with it.
Well, don't you remember the airplanes had that big problem with snakes and everything?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And how about the one with the pheasant that went on the plane?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I'd love to just read it and tell them.
The call for the question.
All right.
So
let's call the question.
I got a quick question. If they eliminated all those from the plane, how did they get around it?
They were afraid to react to it.
Just
like Publix. I mean, I was in Publix yesterday. There's a couple walking around in there with their pit bull dog, and they didn't throw them out.
Somebody's stealing your car.
Okay.
Can I read this part, or don't you want me to? Because they're talking about emotional support dogs, and they're saying in ADA.gov, are they considered service animals under the ADA? Correct. The answer is no. These terms are used to describe animals that provide comfort just by being with a person. Because they have not been trained to perform a specific job or task, they do not qualify as service animals under the ADA. However, some state or local governments have laws that allow people to take emotional support animals into public places. Check with your state and local government agencies. Did our attorney check what are Florida's laws, I guess? Because this is the federal law that I'm reading. Can we ask him to check, or can we check Florida law? Emotional support dogs should not be allowed in the park.
I assume that the attorney has checked this. He had this for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and he added that sentence. I have no idea.
But obviously it's confusing. So somehow we need to clarify it.
Florida and federal. We want Florida and federal. We just want federal.
If you can
do we want emotional support in there?
Why not?
Well,
he was the one that added it.
Let me clarify something. There is a service dog is also, in some cases, an emotional. If a person has a mental issue and has been through all the medical and they say a support dog will help you, that is an emotional dog. It's trained for the task to recognize that Rick is going to
blow
flip
his
out.
Fork and
yeah.
But that's a service.
But it's also because it's that particular dog is related to a mental, that's an emotional.
That's fine.
Yeah, but emotional dog is a subset of a service dog.
That's
right.
And that's
fine. Yeah. I recognize
that. So we don't need to mention.
You got to understand, every service dog is not a pet.
Yeah.
It's a working dog, and that's how it's classified.
Well, then basically what you're saying is we don't need the word emotional in there, because if they need an emotional one, it should fall under service.
Right.
There you go.
Well, why don't we have this, the attorney call tomorrow. Call him tomorrow and say, what did you mean relative to this ordinance, relative to this situation? Did you mean for the state of Florida, or did you mean for the federal government, or did you mean both? Let's get some kind of clear.
Yeah. Need to know.
The only reason I had both in there is because as you look into, like I said, California, a goldfish is considered emotional sport.
But then a goldfish is a service animal.
In California.
Yeah.
Over here, it's just bait.
Yeah, so you need the Florida perspective,
that's
too.
That's why federal and, that's why I said federal and Florida laws, because federal ADA allows states to override some of their rules.
So will somebody on your group call the attorney tomorrow and clarify this? Okay. Thank you, Becky.
Did we vote on that motion or not?
Not yet.
No, we haven't voted.
Okay.
We can. Okay. Either have to. What does it hurt to add? What does it hurt to add it? And then, because we're basically looking at the same thing. We don't want emotional dogs that aren't certified by somebody.
Okay, I got a suggestion. Cheryl, write this down, and we should go to the office tomorrow with Lori and let her call the attorney. And at least there'll be three of us there. Ask him what he means by the emotional support and how to cover this. And include his comments, too.
And if, as Keith has pointed out, if we just keep certified registered service animals and drop emotional support.
But that's how we had it, and the attorney added that.
Yeah,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
We can't.
But can you?
We are thinking that a certified registered service animal
can be
is the major category, and these others are subsumed under it. So if we say certified registered service, are we covered? Yes or no? You know, that would clarify.
Yeah,
that.
Just.
So we're going to ask him, why do we need it?
Well, this is the copy from the attorney right here, and he added the brown writing and emotional support animals is exactly what he added.
Yeah, I know, I still think if we're saying,
let's cover our ass.
Rick is right. It's not going to hurt nothing like that.
But
yes.
No offense to anybody.
State your name.
Bruce Krebs.
Okay, honey.
I'm sorry. Mary Cork.
367.
379 Holiday Park. Question. Once this gets answered tomorrow, are we allowed to just put it in, or do we have to go through this all again?
No.
No, I would say.
Because my question is, we just want to get this done. I'm exhausted.
Well,
we've been doing this
for
months.
Committees. I think could we bring it to the Monday meeting?
No.
No.
Get it clarified, and let's move on ahead.
Okay. Could we do that?
Yes.
So that we can get it to the printers, so we can all sit. I want to go away for a couple of days, and this isn't working out very well.
But you understand what we want.
I understand. No, I totally understand what you want. But
I think
I mean,
you
do
can
we
make
have
that.
To keep bringing it back and back and back? I mean, we need to get these out and back before the first of the year.
Yeah.
So, and then we can get the books done, and all the books can go out. And there you go.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we're all on the same page just stating it.
Thank you.
Section 14.
Our goal is to try to get this out as quick as we can, so not to get mixed up with Christmas. So you're going.
I know.
You're.
What do you call it?
The The board is going to allow Cheryl and I and Lori to call the attorney tomorrow.
Yes.
I withdraw my motion from before then.
Everybody agree?
Yes.
Did he pull his second motion?
I pulled my motion.
Okay. And the second was?
Boy, if it's wrong, we're in trouble, Cheryl.
You pull the second.
Somebody.
Called it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, where are we?
Nuisance. How appropriate.
Okay, that was already all approved, the wording that we did, whatever we did. You approved that last time. Wait a minute, where's the next thing you did? No. Okay. Yeah, I got to look at the changes he made.
Enforcement.
Okay, the whole next page is pretty much nothing. We crossed out something there, owner of good standing stuff, I think. Okay. Now, he added this last paragraph. Go down a little more. Page 13.
Page 13.
Don't Section ask me 17. Why he added this. Our committee went through this already, because this is already answered in that whole paragraph. But if you check the very last word he answered, he's more worried about his reasonable attorney fees. But it already states up there, in above it, that we can pursue to get our fees back. But he wanted that paragraph added, so that's his writing. And that really is the last big change, I believe. So the board is going to have five things to really vote on.
Well, I think what he said is prevailing party. So if a resident wins the legal battle, they can pursue an award from us. That's how I read that. Is that the way to read it or not?
No, I don't think so.
What does prevailing party mean?
The one who wins.
Right, the one who wins.
You're right.
So it doesn't just cover us, it us as a district, it covers each individual resident. That's why he's put that in.
Okay, I'll agree on that.
Okay. If that's...
Leave it. Because the attorney wanted it in there, and that's one of the things the board's going to vote on.
And that only pertains to...
Well, it's a protection for residents.
That only pertains to attorney fees. Attorney fees.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter. When you go to court, they throw anything out today. He had a question on that, number three. Go down a little bit more. Yeah, he wanted to know why we are doing away with Brevard County Property Appraiser. And basically, we answered him that if it's in here, we have to stay with Brevard County. We want the option to be able to have somebody else collect our fee, if we want to. Holiday Park used to collect their own assessments years ago without going through Brevard County. So by taking that out, we have the option to do what we want. If it's in there, we cannot get away from Brevard County. So that's why our committee decided to take that out. And
Section 3, Recreation District Assessment.
Right there.
The bottom of 13.
Back up the other Section 3.
Yeah, it's the very bottom of 13.
It's Article 3.
Right there.
So we eliminated our link with Brevard County there for the simple reason that if we want to have Joe Smith set up a system to collect our money, we can do it ourselves, or we can do it in office. The year Keith and I did the budget committee a number of years ago, we were only paying $6,000. That year, Mr. Anderson gave us a letter that they added $21,000 to it that one year. So we're paying well over $30,000 to Brevard County now. I would not change right now because for the first time, Brevard County is finally doing something about the bad properties. So let them handle it. Let them do it. We don't want to even think of collecting our assessments. Okay. And next page, da-da-da-da-da. The only thing we added, I think, on the next page was, and it's already been voted, was approved by the Board of Trustees. Right? Yeah, stop. Red writing. As approved by the Board of Trustees. And the last page, 15. He had one correction here that he wanted. That we crossed out the 30 days and we put in the postmark by the date indicated on the ballot. So that way there would be a date on the ballot, you must have a postmark by that date. And that was the wording that the attorney wanted in there.
That makes sense.
So other than that, we've gone through the whole thing.
A couple lines above that, I think there's an extra and in the sentence. Let's see. Each two. Three.
I thought we paid the attorney for that.
He's not a proofreader. He's a legalese guy. One, two, three, four. Fifth line down, starting on the fourth line. Provided, however, said conditions and restrictions may be amended. I don't think that and between restrictions and may should be there.
Wait a minute. Restrictions.
I have a couple other typing errors on here I'd like to.
Well, I know why, because you're referring to two things, conditions and restrictions.
Right, but then there's another and.
Absolutely. And may be amended.
No. Conditions and restrictions may be amended, not conditions and restrictions and may be amended.
No, not that.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's added in red up there.
Well, the and there, we oh, want the
there.
Red one. We
well,
want
the and.
The red one has to say
the red one's
one has
in,
to,
okay.
The black just, one has to go.
It's yeah. The second and, okay. Yes. I thought you meant was.
So we're going to take out the black and, right?
Oh.
Right.
The black
take out
and.
The black and.
She's got it yellowed already for you.
Okay.
Okay.
My secretary's got that already. Okay.
What is reservations?
Wait, where?
Well, you've crossed it out before the red that says ballots will be mailed, blah, 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 after the red. Then these conditions, covenants, restrictions, and reservations may be rescinded by a majority. I just don't know what that word refers to.
These conditions, covenants, restrictions, are these all these reservations?
I don't know what it means. I don't know.
No, that was the original wording in the original.
Okay, I'm just asking what
don't
does it mean?
Don't ask me. The attorney wrote it 15 years ago.
Can we ask that question tomorrow when we call him?
What did we say, huh?
Ask the attorney tomorrow what that
word
means.
You talk about people never read this stuff. I read it. I ask a question. Go, but I don't know. It's been there forever. Nobody knows what it means.
I wanted this written in plain language.
Well, let's start with the word reservation.
Start with
okay. Okay, that's question two for you, me, and the attorney.
It's Article
3.
Right after the red.
Article 4.
Yours. We always use the word reservations in legal talk.
Okay, but you've crossed it out above that when you've put ballots. I don't know what that sentence was going to be, but reservations was there and you've crossed it off. I'm just asking why. What does that mean?
Voters. Owners.
Just ask tomorrow.
Okay, yep. Bruce, are you covered?
I'm covered.
With these?
Cheryl's got this all written down, and my secretary's got the nil notes here. Okay. At this time, any more questions, folks?
public comments. Are we now into public comments? Someone's coming up.
No.
Dave Curtis, 1130 Seminole Court. I'm not hearing very good. Did in the part where the caregivers are, did it say that the CNAs had to be licensed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And it also said something about 18-year-old and older?
Yep.
So you're going to let some granny's grandson come in and...
If they're the ones they choose as their caregiver...
But you're going to make that CNA jump through hoops if she comes down from Massachusetts, even though she's registered in the state of Massachusetts.
No, I don't think that's right. That was the question over here about being valid CNA, where we said it then becomes, in order to be valid, we only recognize Florida CNAs. But legally, I don't think we have a choice. If I want my 20-year-old daughter, they can't deny that, right?
Right.
Legally.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for answering it.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Thanks, Bruce.
Now what? Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. So, in essence, what you're saying is, if you have a resident who has a family member that they want to come in to live with them, to take care of them, and, you know, everyday duties or things like that, there's not going to be a minimum age?
18.
18, okay. Now, what if in an instance, and this is just a scenario, you have a resident who has a child who has a spouse, and where one goes, the other goes, but the child wants to come and take care of the parent, come and live with the parent, take care of them and everything, but they have a spouse. Are you going to say no to them living with the resident? Is it only going to be applicable for single caregivers?
Unless they're under 40.
If
if the caretaker's over 40, they can move in. If it's under 40, I think you'd have to stay.
That's a sticky little thing, though. Caregivers coming in, you're saying as long as they're over 18.
No, that's what I'm agreeing with you on the fact of, if they are under age and you have two of them that are underage, no, I would say. But that's another special case for the board.
Okay.
That's where this thing goes. If no matter what you write, there is always going to be an exception, and the exception, you file it with the board. Okay. Any more questions?
No.
Okay, I've got a question for you. When you clarify this...
Who's naming?
Joe Nocanero, 1180 Flora. When you clarify this question...
Speak into the mic, please, Joan.
When you clarify the sentence where it says these conditions, covenants, restrictions, and reservations, can you continue on and explain what the majority of the then voting fee owner is?
Page. On the last page.
That's the voting.
Just where we were with... Conditions, covenants, restrictions, and reservations.
Okay, that was original wording, and why they put it this way, I have no idea. A voting fee owner is an owner in the park, an owner of the lot or the property. And that's, don't ask me why they ever did it that way.
It's probably legalese.
Legal, you got it. Okay, with no more questions, at this time, I would ask the Board of Trustees to vote the five items that the attorney added. And once this is done, we will go to the office tomorrow and do that other little thing. Then we can send it out to the people for a vote, hopefully.
Okay, so first of all, we need a motion to accept what was really the cover page on this packet that Bruce and committee provided for us. So we need a motion to accept what has come from the attorney and approved by the committee and brought to the board. Looking for a motion.
Make a motion to accept the attorney's.
Barry moved. Okay.
Second.
Karen seconded.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there any, I'm putting the committee on the spot here. Is there anybody else on the committee that would like to talk to taking them all in at once or not?
We're not.
You're voting to approve what the attorney added.
We're voting for the approval of these things to the deed restrictions.
All of them.
The five things, yeah.
I'm just asking, is there anybody who would like to discuss anything different from the committee? Thank you. I'm done.
We wrote this the other day.
Okay.
I thought they did all that already.
All we're voting on is the red stuff. Okay, are we clear? All are in favor, raise your right hand.
Thank you for the amen.
All opposed, raise your right hand.
6-1, motion passed.
How many?
6-1.
6-1.
Who voted against it?
4, 5, 6, 7.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't feel.
And now once this is voted on and sent out to the people, and we get it back, Lori and I will go over this and we will delete all the stuff with the underlines. Then we will have to add a table of contents so we can have a table of contents. We'll have to add the last page for the secretary and chairman to sign it. Then it will have to be filed with the court up here to become law.
This is after the vote.
After the vote. That's your procedure.
Can I just make one statement? One statement quick. By us voting to approve this to go in ballot, we are not voting to approve what's in it. We're only approving, even if we don't agree or agree with it, doesn't matter. All we're doing is approving this is a good paper to send out for the people to vote on. And you guys say it's a thankless job. It isn't, because I thank you very much. Not maybe you're rewarding as you want, but thank you.
And I want to thank the committee I've been working with. And we got a little testy this past week, but you know what?
And I just want to make it clear is just because we voted to approve this doesn't mean we agree with everything in it. We're just voting, let's get it going.
Well, I hope you agree with it.
Well, let's give these people a hand.
Okay, now the biggie. Our committee has done very good, and we kind of fell apart the other day. We have a disagreement on the letter to be sent out with this. My original letter that I drafted for Jack, we've revised it a couple of times. This should be a one vote for the entire package. A couple of the committee people wanted each item voted individually. Technically, if you do that, they could vote out one thing and leave in another, and that's going to make it useless. That's my opinion. The board can discuss it and whatever.
You're saying send out a ballot with more than one place to vote?
No. My original thing 3-4 months ago when I wrote the first letter that's in the computer, simple is best. These are the deed restrictions. You vote yes or you vote no to approve it. Period. Some of the committee members now want to vote individual sections. My opinion is if you vote individual sections, they could vote in one section and leave out another section. This is Which one? You don't want
so are we saying if it all goes under one ballot for the whole deed restriction,
you got it.
If there's a section that someone is totally against and they vote no, and there's someone, every single one of us has a section we don't like and we don't agree with, and we vote no, it's done. There's no changes.
Right.
Right.
But the problem is, you can vote in one thing and vote out another thing.
Doesn't mean vote it out. It just means you're not agreeing with it.
But if
we would readdress it.
What's that?
We would readdress it.
No, you won't. This is a final vote that's going out to the people. If you got six items and they vote individually, when those votes are tallied here, whatever the votes say is what's in the deed restriction. So if one section gets a no vote and five sections get a yes vote, you got a no vote and a yes vote, and that no vote will not be in the deed restriction.
No.
No,
I'm not.
Well, it'll be in the deed restriction, but not changed in the way you're changing it. We are voting on the changes. We're not saying you take out a section if you say no to it. You leave it the way it was.
Well, no, because there's a lot of sections we added. Okay. Let me find a section.
Right. So if they don't do it all at one time, can we talk
to the attorney?
Okay.
Redoing it all over again.
Folks, here we go. One of the big sections in here is what everybody wanted about the limitation of rentals.
Right.
And about the way to buy a second home. If they vote that out, then it's out. We ain't going to do that.
It reverts back to the old one.
Yeah, it reverts back to
the
old one.
That's what I said.
Okay. If they vote out this caregivers thing, then it's going to revert back to the old one, and we won't have this wording. That's the mistake that we're going to make if we do it individually. That's my opinion.
And you're going to end up
I think the caregivers and the pets and the enforcement and the caregivers was the big things.
It needs to be out one time.
Most of this other, well, then again, if you're going to send it out for an individual vote, you got to send out this stuff that's bit we're striking out. They got to be able to vote on that. That's what I'm saying. Huh? I mean, it's going to null and void the whole thing.
The way I see it, this group got together and presented us a finished package that should be approved or not approved as a package.
As a package, absolutely.
Yeah.
From what I'm understanding is we are going to get an approved package, just which sections are going to be changed or not changed. Once it's done, we will have a deed restriction. Either way we do it, we'll have a deed restriction. You either have the whole thing as a package, or you will get these three changed and these two not. But each section is voted on by everybody.
But what you're saying is...
No, I got another one here. Wait.
Crossed out, what we approved...
Well, where's mine?
That all has to be set forward then if you're going to pick and choose.
Yep, so if...
I mean, it'll be every little section.
And they have to do it all over.
Well, let's vote on this.
Okay. Basically, this was the original letter that I gave Jack back in 9/17, and Lori has a copy of it. Simple is always best. Now, we revised it the other day, 10/16, at our meeting. And see, I put on here, I am in favor of the enclosed, I am not in favor of the enclosed. They changed it to, I hereby vote for the deed restrictions enclosed, yes or no. Same idea. But then they came out with, they wanted to vote it individually on sections. It just,
when you think about how you make, when you go to a state ballot, or my experience in the school district, every section was a different yes or no choice depending on the topic that you were voting on.
But I understand.
I mean, I'm just saying I won't do the whole thing.
No, I understand that. And a lot of times when you have a ballot, it's like we vote on a state amendment. We don't pick the amendment apart. We vote on the whole amendment that the state legislature is going to pass.
They have several amendments affecting several things.
That's right. It's several different things.
So these could be looked at. I'm just playing. Am I playing devil's advocate? I don't know.
Okay.
Each one of these could be an amendment.
Okay. If you go through this, for an example, the owner of good standing, what if they vote out part of the owner of good standings and leave part of them in?
They're not. They're going to vote. What I think what they're saying is, if you just put in articles, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, just would that be cover everything?
No. No. Because you're not covering. Because you're not covering.
But they know that because they're being submitted the article.
Yeah, you're not going to vote that way.
Can you imagine how big your ballot is going to be if you're looking at, if you're going by everything?
When?
Then you got to put everything in there.
When
16 pages.
When they did the ballot in 15, don't hold me to this, I think we had 21 or 22 individual votes. It didn't matter because the whole thing was crooked anyways, in plain English. We had people take the ballots and drive them around to the houses and give them to people.
Mm-hmm.
I want them mailed.
Mark, okay. You have a question?
Terry, go ahead.
This gentleman has a question.
Well, step up
Gary.
To the mic.
Quickly.
Gary Valentine, 1057 Maple. My feelings are, I know it would be more work to do it in segments, but if you have it where the whole thing's either approved or not approved, and there's one thing that, and I'm not criticizing or anything, but if everybody here has missed something and all of a sudden it's sent out and, oh God, we don't want that, the whole package is dead. Where if you do it by each segment, you're only going to lose one thing.
Not necessarily.
Why is that?
In my mind, the problem with that thinking is, it comes down, the problem with that thinking is, Gary, is we've been discussing this and kicking this around for a long time already, and that's every doggone segment. I remember. So that should be a developed package ready to present, which we accept, and that's the end of it. Thank God we got it done. That's my opinion.
Okay. We voted on this so many different times on different sections. So now you guys and this committee has worked how many months? How many months have you worked to get it to this point?
7 or 8.
So don't you think that they have worked hard enough to show us what we really need? We've went to the attorney. He has went through all this to double check these people to make sure they have read it correctly. They are trying to make everything easier for us here at the park. Now, I do know if something comes up, we have changed things before. So if something is really bad in a few years and we decide that really is not what we wanted, I'm sure we could figure out a way to rechange it. But if you start and you're going to do each one individually and say, she don't like that one and he don't like that one,
And I don't like this one, so that means you have to do them all over again. Are you going to get the same committee to work that many hours?
Gary.
I don't think the all or nothing is the right way to do it. There could be one thing. For example, he's going to speak with the attorney tomorrow. And there's going to, if the attorney says that emotional support animals should be allowed in the park, in the rec hall, that's a can of worms. Because right now there are attorneys advertising online and whatnot to help you get your animal of choice so you can live in an apartment where they don't even allow dogs, then you can have a 90-pound dog in there. There are attorneys that will help you get that approval of an emotional support animal, and it's not a service animal. I know people personally that have done that. Adopted a dog, fine, you know, but dogs aren't allowed in the apartments. 90-pound dog lives in the apartments because it's an emotional support animal. It's not a service animal. So when you get that answer tomorrow, that might be the one thing that people want to vote down. And all the hard work doesn't need to go down the drain.
Well,
because of it, let's vote in the other five good things that are improvements on the deed restriction. So breaking it down is the way to go, in my opinion. I disagree with Bruce.
Okay, well, my answer to this is, start right on page 3. Does everybody in the park want to eliminate the whole page on definitions? Or are we going to have a vote on that? ACC, section 1. One of the things I wanted in here was a complete application must be submitted to the ACC for approval. Are we going to have a vote on that? So are we going to go through this page by page and make a ballot for each of these items? That's my question. It's totally ridiculous if we do. Whatever. Because if we're going to vote on it, then we got to vote on everything that's read. And we also got to vote on everything that were taken out. Am I right?
Yes.
No.
Well, you don't.
That's a.
Exactly. Yes, you
no,
do.
What I'm yes. saying, what I think, I don't know if this is the way they're talking, if your committee members are talking like this or not, you would vote by article number.
I understand. I have to tell you, Saturday the committee voted for this. And Monday when I opened my email, it was all changed. And this is the trouble of doing things through email. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to put out a ballot individually, then you got to go for every single article in here, yes or no. And you got to vote to take out everything that we've underlined, or you can't take it out. Are you going to put a blank thing on there and say, okay, we're only going to vote these articles and the rest of it's going to be there? I mean, come on.
But basically, if we did that, your first ballot would be this or blank page. You'd be voting on for the Article 1.
Yep. You really have two definition. Article 1s because you've got...
Under definition. That right. You would take the paragraph the way it right. way it is now, okay. without now. The lines in it, or you would have a blank page because that's basically what you have
right.
when you've changed it all.
So if they vote to leave it in, you're going to have the owner of good standing stuff in there.
Yeah.
Which is what we tried to take out.
But and you're not giving them the old copy. You're only giving them the new copy that
yes,
they're voting
yes,
on.
Cheryl.
Yes or no?
Yes, Cheryl. We're only giving them this copy the attorney has approved and you people have approved.
Right.
But if you vote individual, the whatever you got here, I got your last thing.
If you're gonna vote it by articles, you gotta show what we have and what you want to change it to.
Section that they
I don't think so. Can I just?
Yeah, Becky.
Can I just add for the people back here? Every homeowner gets to vote on this, not just Florida residents. Oh, I was just clarifying.
Okay, This is being voted on to go out to every homeowner in the park.
One owner of a house that's owned by two.
One vote per property, 703 votes, I think it is. No, no. You can
mail
it. You can mail it in, or you can turn it into the office. Yeah. Right.
I did.
So, the letter that they did, that I got Monday, starts with Article 2, lot ownership. Well, okay. How about the definition page? Are we not going to vote on that? How about Article 1, Architectural Control Committee? Are we not going to vote that wording that we added?
Okay, I think I'm looking for a motion, because we can haggle forever. Let's get a motion on which way to go with this, and then we can discuss it and move on, because we're repeating and repeating and repeating, and I don't think I want to hear any more repeats. I want to see, you know, something new in the way of action. So I'm looking for a motion.
Good.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
What is your motion?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terry.
To approve for dispensing to the... I make a motion to approve this package as presented to the board at this time with the addition of the attorney's comments.
We already voted on that.
We did vote.
I'm still seconding it.
You already voted on that.
The question is...
What is the question?
The question is, when we send the ballot to the residents, are we going to say the whole package, the deed restriction, that's here?
I make a motion.
Are we going to say to the residents, vote each individual section?
Oh.
And so that would, as I said before, if we're going to do that, we're going to have one humongous ballot.
Okay. I make a motion that we send this package with a, help me out, somebody help me out. Yes, approving. Help me out, board. The single package.
There you go.
A yes or no vote on the whole package.
Okay, don't put no vote in there. Single, I'm asking for that.
A single document.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm still going to second that for you.
Karen, I love you. I love you, Karen.
I've worked on committees before. I know how hard they've worked.
Does that sound like a good motion or what?
All right. The motion is we approve the package on a single vote for the deed restrictions as approved by the board. Karen seconded it. Any other discussion here from trustees, first of all?
I just have one question, or one stipulation is, I like the voting on each amendment, way too much more work. So I think we're at a point now where we need to do this. I mean, I like the amendment, each amendment thing, but it needs to be set up that way from the beginning, not now.
You know, any other comments? Any public comment on the motion? If not, I call the question. All in favor of the approval as a package by our residents, raise your right hand. Opposed?
6-1, Matt, motion passed.
Okay.
I would like to thank the Board of Trustees, the committee I worked with, and the people that have come to these meetings over the past many months. And I will see Cheryl tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
I would like to thank the committee. I really would. You guys have worked hard. And people that don't understand working on these kind of committees, I feel for them. So I wish and I thank you from all my bottom of my heart what you've done.
Okay. I don't see that we have anything else that would be appropriate to comment from.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I think that's a little quick, wasn't it? Okay, then let me tell you off the record. As of this afternoon, the sidewalks are completed. Now, the last thing that was completed was the retaining pond. You should probably not drive your go-karts up on the sidewalk to the retaining pond until Saturday. Because of the turnaround area, that was a lot more concrete that was laid. Okay? And I appreciate everybody's helping with everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry. We appreciate you, Terry.
I am out of a job.